This is a play that's been done countless times, various different venues. What do you think you bring to the table to make this character somewhat different?
Well, I'm trying to look into the fact that he's a really lovable guy. You know, he can be very low-lifey. He tricks Sky into this ridiculous bet. He's been putting off his fiance for 14 years. But beyond all that, he's a nice guy. I'm trying to bring that out. You know, I like Frank Sinatra. I saw the film, but he just seemed a little bit kind of, I don't know, like he was just walking through it. And I thought to myself, you know, there's I can do this with it, and I can do that with it. And Jay is a terrific director, and he's just pulling stuff out that I never thought of before. You know, why would he do this? Why is he doing that? What do you think he's doing when he does this? And it makes me think more, you know, and what kind of a past did he have? What made him get to this point? So I'm having a lot of fun playing it. It's very broadly comic, but there's a lot of moments in it that he gets serious too, you know, especially with Adelaide. So my challenge is with it that I'm trying to make him very funny and amusing, because it is a part that's been done a million times, but I'm trying to pull something out that you see there's more to him, that he's got a heart underneath it all.
Okay, let's talk about your experience. Where did you start acting? What repertories do you belong to?
High school. I started in high school, and every Thanksgiving we do a musical. And I did, South Pacific, Music Man, Hello Dolly, and My Fair Lady. And My Fair Lady, my first lead was Freddie Hill. And then I started doing Staten Island Community Theater, and I was in a funny thing happened over the Forum, Per Chicken Fiddler on the Roof. I was Captain Van Trapp, Enoch and Carousel. And I really loved the really old classic musicals, the Rodgers and Hammersteins and the Lerner and Lowe's and Frank Lesser's and Jerry Herman's, all those. And it's just, musicals have an added dimension that straight plays don't, because a lot of the emotion comes out in the song and the music. That, I mean, in a straight play, dialogue covers it, but it's when it's like when an emotion is too strong for words, the music comes. And it sort of like hits everything that the character's trying to get out. And that's what draws me to musical comedy, especially these very classic ones.
Was there that moment when you saw, you know, that first musical comedy that you were like, wow, this is something I have to do? Do you remember that moment? What was it?
Yes, it was. And believe it or not, it was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I was 6 years old when it opened on Staten Island, and I was just awestruck. 2.5 hours, and I just sat there with my mouth open, and I understood why they were singing and what they were saying. And then a few years later, the film The Fiddler on the Roof came out. And even though there was a lot of heavy stuff in there about prejudice and bias and all, I may have been 9, and I got it. You know, I got everything, and it was because of the music, it was because of what the songs were saying. And that's what sparked my love of those great old ones, is just how seamlessly they blend the drama and the music and how each one complements the other.
So it's safe to say you're a big fan of the duality of music and theater.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who are some of your inspirations?
Oh, big time Dick Van Dyke, Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire. More recently, I'd say maybe Mandy Patinkin. I just admire their smoothness. They just, like Gene Kelly, for instance, I could just watch him all day, and it just makes it look effortless. You know, I love watching those old MGM. Van Johnson's another one. You know, and I kind of like to emulate without copying them. I just sort of, okay, there's your standard.
Okay, so you discussed how you feel that you are going to portray your character differently. How do you think this production is going to be different? Because I know it's the Genesis Repertory's goal to kind of put many classic plays in a modern context, but they want to try and keep this as authentic as possible.
Yes, they are. Jay is doing it in 1950, and he's being very true to the period with the costumes and such. He's making it happy, but he's not making it cartoony. You know, there are some parts and some scenes where we're, you know, having a lot of fun, and it's almost like burlesque. But he's not playing the whole thing like it's a joke. You know, I've seen productions where the whole thing was sort of like done campy, and Jay's not doing it campy. He's doing it realistic with some very high comic touches. And I also think it's terrific that the cast is smaller than a production for this show usually is. We have maybe, I think, 6 hotbox girls, 7 or 8 gamblers, and it works. It works beautifully. It's like a more intimate production, and it just seems very, very tight that way.
Okay, you want to just talk about the camaraderie between the cast? Because you said this is a smaller production. Mm-hmm. So how are you guys all getting along? How are you working together?
We get along beautifully. Kelly that's playing Adelaide and I became very good friends right off the bat.
Kelly Petlin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We became very good friends right off the bat. And I realized that, you know, she shares a love like I do of, like, the old sitcoms from the 60s. And also we bonded right away. Mm-hmm. John Stillwagon is one of my dearest friends. So I have a lot of fun being on stage with him. And the chemistry shows immediately when we're on stage together. Carolyn is a very sweet girl, very talented and very lovely to work with. And the guys are just, you know, we became like a bunch of buddies, you know, and they help each other. What I really appreciate about this particular group and this production, everyone supports each other. I've done some shows, most particularly in Staten Island Community Theater, where you'd be afraid to walk out of the dressing room because the knives would come out, you know, and people weren't very nice. It was extremely competitive, and it was community theater. You know, now here, I'd like to think of it as a few steps above community theater, but everyone's just gets along so well. Now, I know it sounds like I'm painting a little Pollyanna picture, but since I've been here, there hasn't been one nasty word, you know, spoken about or even to anyone.
Okay.
And I appreciate this group very, very much for that, because I want to do it for fun. When it's not fun, you don't want to do it anymore.
Absolutely. So let's just say you see someone on the street and they say, what are you up to? And you say, I'm in Guys and Dolls. Mm-hmm. And they say, why should I see it? What would you tell them?
Oh, well, that time it's going to be absolutely beautiful production. Mm-hmm. As it's got incredible choreography. Dustin's a wonderful choreographer.
And Dustin?
Dustin Cross.
Mm-hmm.
He works with, you know, he takes what he has and he makes it fantastic. Now, we do have some dancers in the show, but quite a few of the guys, myself included, aren't trained. But he takes that and he just, like the Crapshooters Ballet looks amazing. You know, they're actually doing soft shoe, and I spoke to one of the guys yesterday, and he said, yeah, I've never done that in my life, but if you looked at this particular fella, he'd look like he'd been trained.
Mm-hmm.